This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our special episode, Separate, Black Health in America. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For many Black people, separate spaces are about comfort, support, and affirmation. And often, that kind of experience can be found in church. This is Sunday morning service at Mother Bethel, an African Methodist Episcopal congregation in Philadelphia. Mark Kelly Tyler is the pastor here.
Separate Black spaces become places that are crucial, not only for leadership development, but for self-esteem, for self-worth, for the building and repairing of people who have been torn down in many ways through larger society. Today, for example, I pastor a lot of people who work in corporate America. And to be an African American in corporate America, especially as you rise higher, very often those members are the only Black person. They're in board meetings having to argue about why using a particular image in an advertisement is a bad look. So they're the only Black voice in there, and they feel like, and I hear this, I'm telling you, I hear this from so many members that, you know, they get tired of being the person who has to always defend Black people. And so it's good for them then to come here. And it's, well, at least I know that that's one fight I don't have to do here. This is one of those places where, in addition to having your spirit fed, your culture, the cultural aspect is also fed. And all of these things feed into good mental health, in my opinion. Yeah, so church ends with what we call the benediction. And so, you know, the choir is singing as we kind of recess out the clergy. And sometimes our choir just doesn't know when to stop. So they'll kind of keep singing. And while that's all happening, people are, you know, again, greeting their neighbors. There's always a line to kind of shake the hand of the pastor. It's just one of the traditions that we do. And that's also one of those moments where, as a pastor, a lot of, like, trauma-related kind of care happens. So sometimes, you know, instead of people calling to make an appointment to come in and talk to you, they'll kind of just, you know, dump things right there in that moment. And it's, you know, you almost have like these little private conversations. And sometimes it requires some follow-up. Other times it's like, you know, I'm going to pray with you right now.
Let the people of God sing together.
Mark Kelly Tyler is the senior pastor at Mother Bethel AME in Philadelphia.